The Acts of the Apostles, which is our first reading in the Easter season, shows us the impact of the resurrection and Pentecost on the disciples of Jesus. Before the resurrection, the disciples were passive followers of Jesus. They easily got scared and ran away when the going got tough. After Pentecost, the disciples step forward and loudly proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, in whom there is salvation. They also care for the sick and the poor in their midst. As we listen to the Acts of the Apostles during the Easter season, we need to ask whether we are like the disciples before the resurrection, or are we like the disciples after Pentecost? Are we passive followers of Jesus who run when things get tough? Or are we enthusiastic proclaimers of the good news of Jesus? I think we have to admit that often our evangelical brothers and sisters are much more excited about the good news of Jesus than are we Catholics. One of the side effects of clericalism is that the Catholic laity think that the work of evangelization is the responsibility of priests and religious. Evangelicals, on the other hand, recognize that every Christian should be so excited about Jesus that they want to introduce him to others. The Acts of the Apostles also shows us how people react to the disciples and their message. The high priest and his companions are jealous of the attention the disciples are getting. They persecute the disciples and try to stop them from preaching about Jesus. They have them arrested and thrown into prison. This persecution of Christians continues today. World Watch List estimates that every day 8 Christians are killed because of the faith, and every month 309 Christians are imprisoned unjustly. Persecution is especially bad in North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, Pakistan, Eritrea, Sudan, Yemen, Iran, and India. When we complain about violations of religious freedom in the United States, we should recognize that anything we experience is nothing compared to the persecution experienced by Christians around the world. Today's gospel tells us the message that the disciples preached. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. The gospel message starts with God's love and the gift of his Son and the promise of eternal life. The first words in proclaiming the gospel are not a set of rules, but the message that God loves us. John goes on to say, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Love, not condemnation, is what the gospel is all about. This passage should be remembered by those Christians who are eager to condemn others. This was not the business of Jesus and should not be the business of his followers. Those who prefer darkness to the light may condemn themselves, but that is their business, not ours. As we continue the Eucharist, we pray that the experience of the resurrection and Pentecost might fill us with enthusiasm to share the gospel message, the message of love, compassion, and service.